I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
And if you can't be next to me, your memory is ecstasy. I miss you more than life. I miss you more than life.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. Alyssa, has your phone updated to iOS 17.6.1 yet?
That's a great question. I don't know. Sometimes it does that without me even noticing.
Oh, yours will do that?
Yeah. Okay, so it says 17.6.1.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I'm up to date.
So my phone, every day for the past 3 days, has been telling me we're going to update to iOS 17.6.1. And all it says is all that needs to happen on my end is the device needs to be locked and the battery has enough charge. And then every day for the past 3 or 4 days, it'll tell me iOS 17.6.1 did not install.
Oh, why is that? Maybe you don't have enough space.
Exactly.
Oh, no, you don't have enough space?
No, I have enough space.
Oh, I was going to say, you're not a big picture taker. We've established that.
This has happened probably during my last, 10 iOS updates. I just have to do it myself. My phone is not capable of installing on its own, yet it keeps telling me every day,
I'm going to do it.
And then the next day, it's like, I don't know what happened.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I just like totally forgot. I got really busy.
The vibes were off.
Yeah, everything was just wrong. I'm my bad. That's my bad. I'll try again later.
I don't mind updating myself. Just stop telling me that you're going to do it, iPhone.
Yeah, just, like Apple just keeps giving you all these empty promises.
Just leave it alone.
Just let me be.
I'll handle it myself. I treat my iPhone like I treat my kid.
In a good way or a bad way?
Don't tell me that you're going to do something and not follow through.
Are you going to write a strongly worded email to Apple?
No, I'm just going to leave it alone. I'll just update it on my own, and I'll just file it away somewhere. And I'll just remember this down the road.
You just got to do it yourself. You got to do everything yourself.
If you want it done right, you got to do it yourself.
Exactly.
Good morning, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104.
For a while that it was rough.
Big or small, we want it all. It's good vibes at 6:55 on Q104.
We're going to North Royalton this morning to talk to Bethany. Bethany, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have good vibes to share with us?
I do have good vibes to share with you all. I just got the results of my MRI back after getting hit last year, and it seems like the slip discs in my back are getting better, so surgery probably won't be needed now.
The best news.
It is the best news.
I know MRIs are terrible, so I'm sorry that you had to go through that, but also I'm glad that we got some good results back.
Yes. It's been long, but it's good to have good news.
I was going to say, it must have been a very long, painful year for you.
Yes, both my husband and I were hit after Christmas last year at a red light.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
How is your husband doing?
He has 3 slip discs in his neck. He was the one that was driving. And he's getting a little bit better. He had a steroid shot last week, and that was pretty painful, and I had to wheel him home. But and he was the one that steered the car out of the way, so he kind of got a little bit more of that, center collision action.
What has life been like for you for the past year? Have you had help? Do you have kids that you've had to pay attention to and at the same time deal with your injuries?
So we don't have kids. We do have 2 dogs. The first couple of months, we just kind of stayed in bed. Neither one of us was cleared for work. And luckily, we have such a strong support system. My friend actually, immediately after hearing the news, she created a GoFundMe for us, which helped sustain food and whatnot, you know, until we got back on our feet.
Wow. Yeah, that's a good friend right there.
Thank you, Bethany. I'm glad things are starting to turn around for you.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us on this morning. Well, I can't even imagine. Cannot imagine. 216-474-0104. Your good vibes every morning on the Q Morning Show.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Four, 90s, 2000s, and now. Bill and Alyssa, good to have you here this morning. We are the Q Morning Show. So I think it was yesterday that Alyssa pointed this out to me. She said, where did you see this? On social media.
I saw it on Instagram. Okay. That the Guardians hot dogs, the ones that do the races around the field, they had a big announcement coming yesterday at 12 p.m.
Yes, they, on X, they tweeted out, I don't know how to say a tweet on X. I know you're not supposed to call it Twitter anymore. It says on the fourth day of September, which would be yesterday at noon, the hot dogs will break the internet. So we're like, okay, I guess we're going to find out what that's about.
Yeah, I'm like, what are they going to do?
So here was the announcement or what they, again, tweeted out. They said, you're going to love this, Swifties. Check out the first word of our last 396 tweets. 396.
It dates almost back a year. Like, it dates all the way back to October 14th of 2023. That's when they started doing this. The level of dedication to whoever runs the social media accounts for the hot dogs, chef's kiss. You deserve a raise. I will write a letter to whoever you need me to, telling them to pay you more.
All right. So as quickly as I can, I'm going to scroll back on all of their tweets. On the phone with your girlfriend, she's upset. She's going off about something that you said.
So if you were ever wondering if the hot dogs are Swifties, the answer is yes. I wonder who's the biggest one.
She doesn't get
it. Okay, Bill.
Your...
We get it.
Oh, it's a Taylor Swift song.
Yes,
I get it now.
It's a Taylor Swift song. It's Love Story. So the first word of every tweet since October 14th of last year, if you read all of the first words, it is Love Story.
I agree with you. Whoever runs the Guardians hot dog social media.
It's one of my favorite accounts. Like, it truly is one of my favorite accounts that I follow.
I wonder if we can steal that person.
Just come on over here.
Right.
I have a hot dog costume.
Come over to the Q Morning Show.
It's pretty much the same thing.
Would they have to leave their job or would this be a side hustle for them?
I think we could work something out.
We can offer you $10 an hour.
That's not even minimum wage, Bill. You're going to have to go up a little bit.
It's under minimum wage. We can give you $10 an hour and Mr. Hero gift cards.
And we have some Bill and Alyssa mugs. They can have some of those. That's our payment.
It sounds enticing, doesn't it? The Q Morning Show, Q104. Take me home. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. So we have Natasha and Jake on the line right now. Here's all I know about them right now. They just celebrated their wedding anniversary.
Aw.
A 2-year wedding anniversary. Congratulations to you guys. And now they're here to fight about something.
That's what married couples do.
Yeah, thankfully, I made it through my wedding anniversary without having to fight about anything. Natasha, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What's going on between you and Jake?
Yeah, so this past weekend, we had my parents and some family over to our house to watch the Ohio State game. But we were also like, kind of celebrating our 2-year wedding anniversary, which was on Tuesday.
Okay. Mine was yesterday, so yours was Tuesday.
Oh, congratulations. Happy anniversary.
I appreciate that. So where did it all go wrong?
So at some point in the evening, you know, my parents got me a gift and my sister got me a gift. So I wanted to go ahead and open them while the guys were in the other room watching football. My husband also got me a gift, and I made the mistake of opening up that gift in front of my family because it was lingerie.
Oh, no!
Yeah, I opened it up right there for my mom and my dad and my sister, and I just, you know, my husband claims that there's nothing wrong with that, like with nothing wrong with his gift, and that it's my fault that I opened up his gift in front of, you know, my family.
Well, it's very convenient then that we have Jake right here who can answer to that. Jake, good morning.
Hey, Bill, how are you doing?
Doing all right. So explain yourself, sir.
Well, I'm going to need you to back me up here. You said you just had your wedding anniversary, right?
Yes.
Okay, so tell me. I didn't do anything wrong here. I was strictly trying to be playful. I was trying to, you know, set the tone. I didn't know she was going to open the gift right in front of the whole family. I was trying to be romantic, and I think it got taken out of context, to be quite honest.
I think it did.
Okay, so why lingerie as a gift to your wife?
So it was on sale, and I got a good deal on it. I'm not going to put anything more into it than that. And it was a gift. It was supposed to be between me and Natty, and it was supposed to not be seen by her parents, obviously.
Yeah, but what would make you think that I wanted lingerie?
I mean, women like lingerie, I've learned. Like, you spices things up.
Yeah, but, like, when have you ever seen you wear lingerie?
Okay, truthfully, I can't recall it. I don't know. I thought you might like to try it, though. I'll take it back. If you don't want it, trust me, I will, but...
This was family then, and it just, like, I don't know. It didn't even occur to me that you would buy something like that.
I mean, yeah, but... Thanks for making it weird between me and your dad. I'll just say that for the least.
Yeah, I think Thanksgiving's going to be a little awkward this year.
And Christmas.
216-474-0104. I think both of them are at fault here.
Oh, you think they're both at fault?
I do, in a little way. I'll explain coming up. What are your thoughts? Jake got Natasha lingerie for their second wedding anniversary.
Because apparently women like lingerie. And also it was on sale.
216-474-0104. We're hashing it out next on the Q Morning Show. Nicki Minaj tickets coming up during Alyssa's College of Knowledge at 7:55. It's the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, Q104, hashing it out this morning. Jake and Natasha just celebrated 2 years of wedded bliss. Jake's gift to Natasha this year was lingerie. And the way that Natasha discovered that gift, she opened it up in front of her parents and her sister. So she's not too happy with Jake right now. Let's go to the phones. First, we'll talk to Sharon in Parma. Sharon, good morning.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts on all this?
Well, I didn't catch the part that she opened it in front of her parents.
Yes. Yeah. So yes. Natasha's upset that Jake got her lingerie as a gift, one. And the second part is that she's mortified because she opened this lingerie in front of her parents.
Well, she'll have to get over it. The parents know they're... You know,
they're married.
So I would have been if my parents, if I did that in front of my parents. But if I was married, I would get over it. But that man is just looking to have a little fun and spruce things up, and she should just accommodate him.
Okay, Sharon, thank you. Is that a good gift, though?
I mean, it's not a gift that I would want particularly. I could just think of better gifts, but at the same time, I'm kind of on her side. I'm starting to feel bad for Jake a little bit. I feel like he was just trying to do something nice.
Tina is in Amherst. Tina, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think? Should Jake be given a break here, a free pass for the lingerie gift?
Well, I mean, I think part of the story is missing. How was she opening this gift? Like, did he not know she was going to open it? Couldn't he have stopped her?
I don't think he did. The way that I understood it, the guys were watching football in the other room, and she was in another room with her parents, and then she just started opening up anniversary gifts.
Okay, so he maybe shouldn't have given it to her until he was ready for her to open it. That's just my thing.
So that's where he went wrong? See, yeah. I never thought that lingerie was a good gift. Like, I've never given anyone lingerie. I've never given Paula lingerie as a gift because she doesn't wear it. I don't think she'd be uncomfortable. I don't think she'd be comfortable with it. In fact, a text came in that basically sums up the way that I'm thinking. It says, lingerie is a gift for him, not
her. It is. No, I mean, that's so true. But to be fair, it's not like this was a birthday gift. This was an anniversary gift. So I don't really see a problem with it being for the both of them, you know?
I think my issue, and I don't know if anybody else has come to the same conclusion. I think it's weird that she was opening up anniversary gifts.
I do too. This is not a birthday party.
Yeah, it's not a birthday party.
Yeah, like I don't know what you're doing opening up those in the middle of the function, but I agree. That is kind of strange, but I don't know. I don't think lingerie is the best gift, but you know what? I've seen much worse gifts. That's not the worst thing I've ever heard.
Right. Anything further, you can reach us at 216-474-0104 by phone, by text. The Q Morning Show, it's Q104. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils. It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Class is in session on Q104.
Let's find out who's playing today. We have Jessica in Maple Heights. Jessica, good morning.
Good morning.
It is a 3-question trivia challenge, Alyssa's College of Knowledge. If you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If Alyssa gets more right than you, she wins. And if it's a tie, then Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. I think Alyssa has something like 37 wins or ties and only 4 losses. So we're looking for a loss today, Jessica. Are you with me?
Yeah, try.
Here's question number 1. The Northeast Ohio store that saves you the runaround.
Pass.
Question 2. NFL football is back tonight. Who won the most recent Super Bowl?
Pass.
And question 3, is Alpha Phi a fraternity or a sorority?
A fraternity.
Okay, Jessica, I'm not going to tell you how you did. I'm just going to bring Alyssa back into the studio. Hold on, let me do that right now.
Yeah, that'd be crappy.
Alyssa, will you return to the studio, please?
It's very possible, Jessica, that Alyssa is going to have a very bad day.
No.
I've seen it happen before. Alyssa, meet Jessica.
Oh, good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
We're just going to jump right in with your questions, Alyssa, and then at the end, we'll tally everything up. Question number 1, the Northeast Ohio store that saves you the runaround.
Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround. You'll find everything you need.
Question 2, NFL football is back tonight. Who won the most recent Super Bowl?
Was it the Chiefs?
I had to look that up, too. I could not think of who won the Super Bowl, and then it all came rushing back. Patrick Mahomes and Taylor Swift.
I was going to say, thank goodness for Taylor Swift, because that's the only thing that rung a bell.
Question 3, is Alpha Phi a fraternity or a sorority?
Oh, that's a sorority.
Alyssa gets all 3 today. Unfortunately, Jessica didn't get any today. She went 0 for 3.
Oh, Jessica.
Yeah, and I'm born and raised here to beat it all.
Well, you know what, Jessica? That's okay. That's okay, because we still are going to hook you up with these Nicki Minaj tickets.
We are?
Yes, we are.
I felt like so stupid this morning.
Oh, you're not stupid. You stop that kind of talk.
and I was finishing the song, and I just couldn't get the discount dog mart, and I was literally finishing the song.
Sometimes brain farts happen.
Oh my God, that was one of them.
All right, sing the song real quick, Jessica.
Discount dog mart, save you the exactly.
There you go, there you go. See, she knows.
My name is Jessica, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Dua Lipa. It's the Q Morning Show, Q104. Bill and Alyssa. I have to tell you what happened yesterday, Alyssa. And I've talked about this on the show before. I don't know if I've specifically had this conversation with you, but my wife, Paula, has some sort of a hearing issue.
Oh, does she?
I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's just getting old. I don't know if she has some sort of auditory processing problem, but... I mean, just,
you gotta check the wires in there, see if everything's hooked up right.
Just around the house, I mean, she can't hear it when the kids do anything. You know, just a typical conversation. Like if I tell her, hey, tomorrow morning, I'm gonna go get gas in my car because my gas tank is empty. Mm-hmm. And she'll say, no, I don't want any tea. And it's just like, what? Yeah, like, just little things like that. So yesterday, she's in the process of getting her workup done, annual physical and things like that. So she needed to get some blood work done. And I said, oh, I know a place. They never have any wait. They'll draw your blood and we'll be in and out. So I said, I'll take you. I'll go with you. Uh-huh. So we went together. And it's just like I said, it's very small office. There was no one else in there. So she signs her name in and we sit in the little waiting area. And then the medical technician comes out. I don't know is that the phlebotomist? I'm not sure.
Oh, I have no idea.
Whoever draws blood. So he comes out to get her and then she goes into the little area, which is right next to the waiting area. So I can hear the conversation going on between the two of them.
Oh no.
And at first the medical technician and my wife, they exchange some pleasantries.
Mm-hmm.
And then the way that they identify you. When you're getting blood drawn is by your birthday. So that's how they confirm.
Yeah.
That's who you are.
They always ask birthday, last name, all that stuff.
So I'm in the waiting room and I hear this exchange. The technician says to my wife, okay, so can you confirm your birthday? Can you confirm your birthday? Hi, can you tell me your birthday? And then I hear, oh, happy birthday!
Paula, no! She thought it was his birthday?
She thought that he was telling her that it's his birthday.
That it's his birthday. Oh my gosh. Okay, see, I thought that you were overreacting. Usually you are. Maybe you're not this time. You might be right. Paula might need a hearing aid.
And I'm just sitting I'm dying. I'm just like sitting in the waiting room. I'm just like, oh my God, I wish I could have been in there too.
Yeah, you need to be like her translator.
She needed help. Oh, usually I'm there to help her. Yesterday I failed her. Anyway, happy birthday, phlebotomist.
Something's got a hold on me lately.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now you've got the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. Cassidy in Willoughby is on the line. Cassidy, good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on?
Yeah, I was just wondering, how has it been with the whole team bonding? And Alyssa, have you put anything together, or are your coworkers pushing back?
Oh, Cassidy. Cassidy, don't even get me started.
Yeah, funny you should ask that question. It's kind of a hot topic right now.
It is kind of a hot topic because we do have team bonding planned. Actually, tomorrow in the office, we're doing a little Browns tailgate party before the first game this weekend. And you asked about if I'm getting any pushback from my coworkers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I didn't plan this one, so I'm not taking it too personally. But guess who isn't coming?
Who?
Who?
You, Bill.
Oh, why are you lashing out against me?
I'm exposing you because you're not coming to team bonding.
Wait a minute. This is not team bonding that you planned.
No.
I said that I would come to team bonding that you planned, that you put together.
Oh, team bonding is team bonding. You know how bad I want this.
Okay, this is very inconvenient team bonding that's going on.
It's on a Friday.
Yes, it's on a Friday. And what are we like on Fridays after the show? We're like zombies. We're dead.
Kind of. A little bit. But maybe this will perk your spirit up for the weekend, get you into the weekend mood.
But then we finish the show. So what it is, Cassidy, is all of our coworkers, they're calling it the Browns Odyssey tailgate. But it's here in the office. It's not like we're going out anywhere. It's in the office.
It's not ideal. But you know what? It's team bonding, Bill, and you're not going to be there.
And it's between 12:30 and 3 o'clock on a Friday when we are brain dead at that point. And I'm just ready to go pass out for a couple hours because at 3 o'clock, that's when Drew gets off the bus and the second half of my day starts where I got to be a dad.
Oh, now you're using your kids as an excuse. See, that's not fair.
It's a legitimate excuse.
You are part of this team, Bill Ryan.
Okay, well, if the team wants to do something that is within the hours that I'm actually awake and alert, then I'd be happy to be there.
Okay, so we need to plan something for like 6 o'clock a.m. on a Tuesday?
I'm much more wide awake at 6 a.m. on a Tuesday.
Okay, I will pass that word along.
Yeah, we could have a team bonding live on the show. I don't know. I don't think you should lash out at me for not going to this.
I can't believe that you're not going to come.
Not all of us live right next door to the radio station either.
Well, that's your problem. That is not my issue here. That's something for you to deal with.
Cassidy, thank you very much for calling up and asking the team bonding question, which apparently is just pushing us further apart because Alyssa and I are at each other's throats right now.
Yeah, sorry to put you in the middle of this, Cassidy. It just really struck a chord.
No problem. Good luck, guys.
Oh, thanks, Cassidy.
See, this is what I didn't want to happen. Like, I'm in defensive mode now.
Well, I didn't know that you weren't coming to team bonding until like the other day. And I was like, excuse me, that's the whole point of this.
216-474-0104.
It's still fresh. It still hurts.
You be the judge and the jury right now. Team bonding is tomorrow, noon to 3, essentially, right here at the radio station.
Should Bill come? Please say yes. 216-474-0104.
I didn't want to have people try to have my back right now, but I need someone to have my back.
No.
216-474-0104.
Team bonding good. Team bonding great.
Q104.
Can we forget about the things I said when I was drunk? I want you, I need you, oh God. I need these beautiful things that I've got.
Q104. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show, there's team bonding tomorrow.
And ironically enough, rather than bringing the team together, it's tearing us apart.
It really is.
Because I'm excited for it. I've been waiting for this for months, literally. And I find out that a key player, a key team member, will not be attending team bonding. And guess who it is? Oh, it's Bill.
They're calling it the Browns tailgate, so it's here in the office, and it's scheduled for 12:30 to 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a Friday. On as far as where I am, like with my energy level, it's very, very low on a Friday. This week hasn't been that long because we had the short week, but still, at the same time, the concept applies.
I mean, I can appreciate that, but it is a Friday. Like, this could definitely perk you up. This could make you excited for the weekend. I don't know. Give it a chance, Bill. You're not even trying.
Heidi in Columbia Station, what do you think about all this?
I'm a split on both because I agree with you. Team bonding doesn't always work with life. But in this instance, you actually don't have anything going on with the kids, which is usually your go-to. And I went through that as well. So if you were to compromise and go for about an hour, and it's actually not work. It's kind of downtime, some chit-chat, some hanging around for a few minutes, and it's not as bad as it sounds. And then you still get to go home and have your nap. So life does get in the way of a lot of the things after work, but in this instance, it's not. It's just your personal want to get a nap in, and I get it. But I think you could probably stay for about an hour.
An hour.
But, thank you.
But then I have to wait until it actually starts, because what time will we wrap? Around 10:30-ish or so. So what am I going to do for like 2 hours until the thing starts at 12:30?
Again, these are you problems to figure out. I'm not your keeper, Bill. I don't know what you're going to do for that hour and a half. But like, you're already like assuming that you're going to be dead tired. It's not even tomorrow yet. This event isn't until tomorrow. And you're like, I'm going to be, you're planning to be fatigued.
I'm dead tired now. How many mistakes have I made today just because it's just because I'm brain dead this morning?
I don't keep count.
A lot. Yeah, there's a lot. The least you could do is offer me your couch.
Do you want to sleep on my couch for an hour and a half?
Take a little nap on your couch before it all starts.
Just hang out with my cats for a little while.
You've never invited me over to your apartment. It's right next door. I could go over and take a nap, then show up at the party. Maybe I'm a little more refreshed.
Okay, fine. That's fine. We'll do that. Bryce will make you play video games. You won't get any rest.
You don't want me there. Q104.
Baby, there's nothing holding me back.
Big or small, we want it all. It's Good Vibes at 8:55 on Q104.
Let's go to Brecksville this morning. We're going to talk to Mary Jo. Mary Jo, good morning.
Good morning.
Share some good vibes with us.
Okay, so this morning, my son came over to my house. He's 23, and it's his birthday today, and he brought me flowers for his birthday to thank me for giving him life.
What?
I love that.
Isn't that amazing?
You've got a good son on your hands. Wow.
Yeah, I sure do. I did something right?
You must have. His birthday, and he's bringing you flowers.
I know. I felt so special.
To be fair, though, you did do all the hard work with, you know, bringing him into the world, so.
Well, there was that.
So, did he just drop off the flowers, or did he hang out and visit and have breakfast, or was he on his way somewhere else?
Yeah, we had coffee together. Yeah, he was coming over for coffee anyway.
I really love that. That's a good, conscientious son that you've raised there. Well, happy birthday to your son, Mary Jo. Thanks for calling and sharing your good vibe this morning.
Thank you. Have a great day.
That's what it's all about. 216-474-0104. You can share your good vibes. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.